Welcome to the Powerlifting and Power Ballads podcast, where we bring you a weekly dose of powerlifting news, tips, and training advice with a touch of 80s rock ballads. This podcast is presented by Team Roar Powerlifting, your source of the most comprehensive coaching and meet day preparation. Here are your hosts, Josh Rohr and Laura Sturm.
Welcome to episode 170. How are you, Josh Rohr?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Cool.
What's going on in the powerlifting world?
Not a lot, but there is an update to the rule book via a rule book supplement, which was published on April 25th. So basically, you can still find it on the technical committee website, usapowerlifting.com/technical, but it's just a little separate document of rule changes and or additions that happen between January 1 and January 1, because the rule book gets updated on January 1st every year. So it makes it easy to find the quick changes that happen. So two main changes that are happening or that have been put in there. Number one, spotters and loaders cannot wear hats on the platform, and any headwear that they do wear has to conform to the rules that have to be followed by competitors. So that was I'm not sure exactly how that came up. I know there were a couple meet directors that, were saying no hats on the platform, and I was always one of them. I never let spotters wear hats on the platform. I didn't think it looked good. But I guess spotters wanted to know what's not in the rules anywhere. Why can't I wear a hat? So, it was brought to the EC, and EC decided that, yeah, that's not a great look. If lifters and referees can't wear hats, then spotters shouldn't be wearing hats either. So that's actually in the rules now, which is good. I think it's good. I think it makes a better, cleaner look. The other one is the records trickle down. So meaning if you break so this is actually not a new record. It just wasn't put into the new rule book, even though that's been the rule for a while. So it was just, it was just omitted for whatever reason, probably just overlooked. So anyway, it was put into the supplement just to make sure people understand it still is the correct rule. Meaning, so if you break a Masters 2 record, but it also exceeds the Masters 1 record, you break both of them. Basically is all that's saying. So those are the two. That's it.
That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
That's all we got.
See you next week. No, the other thing I was going to talk about a little bit, I was just looking at some of the numbers from Collegiate Nationals, and as you know, to get a pro card, you have to place, like at Raw Nationals, for example, you have to place top three in the open division and hit the minimum dots of 475 for women or 500 for men. But I was just looking at some of the numbers, and from collegiates, there were 87 lifters that hit the minimum dots to earn a pro card. Obviously, they didn't earn, you can't earn a pro card there, but we have pro caliber lifters lifting at collegiates. So if they go to Raw Nationals or World Cup or regionals, there's a lot of people that are in the mix there. But there were 16 raw women, 30 equipped women, 20 raw men, and 21 equipped men that hit the minimum dots. Here's the craziest part of all this. The female equipped best lifter and the male equipped best lifter were both over the dot score that won the pro series last year.
Wow. Really?
Yes. So think about that.
That's some talent coming up.
Yeah.
That should compete at that level.
Right. Exactly. So, right. I really hope that those lifters enter. Well, that would be equipped nationals, I guess. I really hope both of those lifters enter equipped nationals and try to get into the pro series, because based on what they did at collegiates, that would have won last year. So they would have got the big payout. Wow. This is the part where the numbers don't make sense on the raw side. On the women's raw, the best lifter would have been fifth in the pro series final. And the men's Raw best lifter would have been sixth in the Pro Series final. However, the best lifter had an 821 kilo total in the 90 kilo weight class. But at Raw Nationals, that would have been 10th place. So that's what I can't get my mind around. So the dot score that he had would be sixth in the Pro Series final, but that wouldn't even be enough to get your pro card at Raw Nationals because you would have been in 10th place. So all that tells me, well, it doesn't tell me a lot, but the 90 kilo weight class is stacked for one. And I don't know what it tells me. It's weird. I guess maybe some people that lifted at Nationals did not go to the pro finals or something. I don't know. It's weird.
Right. Well, it just says a lot about the caliber of lifters, nothing else.
Right. But where are the, so theoretically, like first, second, and third place from Raw Nationals in the 90 kilo class, did they get first, second, and third or whatever at the pro final?
Oh, right.
And I don't know. I should have looked that up. But I did not look it up.
Report back next week.
Eh, we'll see. Somebody listening needs to report back. How about that?
Someone else. There you go.
Yeah, we'll start giving out homework assignments.
Somebody will.
Actually, we should do that. Like, what are the best lifts from these lifters from the past 3 years? And just have people report back to us because those are lifters that we're competing against coming up. And instead of me doing the work to scout them, I can just have listeners send me the information.
Right.
Probably not.
Right. you could try. Yeah. You can try.
It sounded cool in my head, but it didn't. It didn't get the comedic response that I was hoping from you, so we're gonna shut it down there.
Well, part of me was just like, well, how do you know that they did it right, though?
Well, like, yeah, you wouldn't. It'd be a total...
Right. It'd be trusting.
Yeah, it'd be a total, like, trusting random people to send in information.
Mm. Right.
And, you know, I'm too much of a control freak as it is. You know that would never work.
Right.
You're not supposed to agree with that. You're like, oh, you're not a control freak.
No, you're a control freak. It's okay. Yeah, so am I. That's all right.
Anyway. The military nationals have been awarded to David Goodwin in Noonan, Georgia for next year. So March 14th and 15th, military nationals in Noonan, Georgia. Mm-hmm. If you are... So I need to get clarification on who is actually eligible. I know active duty is eligible. I'm not sure if retired... is eligible. I don't know. I need to get more clarification. So homework assignment number two, somebody let us know what the exact requirements are to compete in military nationals. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I do know the qualifying total though. You just have to have a qualifying total. So basically you can do the bar for a squat, bench, and deadlift, but you have to do a meet between January 1 of this year and the entry deadline for military nationals next year. Mm. So I do know something. I don't know much, but I know something.
Hey, that's better than nothing.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't have a new lifter tip in mind. How about this? I'm just thinking off the top of my head, just because it came up in conversation the other day. Not between us, but talking to somebody. Don't try to mimic your technique after somebody else just because they're really good. People have different builds, different leverages, different origin and insertion points of their muscles. So it changes their, you know, where they're most optimal. So, I think you can use it as a learning, you know, watch how other people lift. I think that's important, like, and see what works for other people. But just saying like, oh, this is the person that won my weight class, I want to lift like them, it doesn't make sense. You might not be built the same. Even if you are built the same, it doesn't mean that your technique should be the same.
Right. So. Yeah, very true. I mean, if you see a someone lifting something crazy, sumo style even, like, doesn't mean you go, oh, hey, I should switch to sumo.
Right.
Because not everyone, it doesn't work for everyone.
That's true. So That's all I have. What else you got going on?
That's really about it, Joshua.
Yeah, this was short and sweet. I feel like our episodes are getting, yeah, shorter and shorter, and
Succinct, concise.
yeah, or we're just running out of stuff to talk about, which could
Oh,
be.
yeah. So what's going on with Teamwork Weekend? How about we talk about that?
Yeah, somebody needs to get their shit together and send out email reminder to everybody. Everybody that's RSVP'd on Facebook is most of the people are like maybes, which gives us zero information. There's like nine or
Pretty
ten
much.
people that are confirmed coming, but a lot of the people are younger and don't have Facebook. I guess that's a sign that you're old now, is if you have Facebook.
Huh, really?
Yeah, so I have to reach out to people to find out if they're coming like through email or through Instagram or something. I don't know.
It's official,
Somehow.
Josh. You're old.
Yeah, I know. It's sad. But I was thinking we need to come up with so like last year, what I don't even remember what we exactly did. We did the on Sunday we floated down the river.
We were gonna float down the river, but we ended up going to the river, but a different place.
Oh
And then
yeah,
we
you're
found that
right.
dog, remember?
Yeah, we found a lost dog.
So we do need to do the float this year. We did some epic karaoke, though. I do remember that.
Well, yeah, we're definitely doing that again. But
Gotta do
what did
karaoke.
we do? I feel like Saturday afternoon we did something, but I don't. Oh, we went to the river or the waterfall.
Oh, and we went to in Imokalola, went to the waterfall.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, so that's coming up though. It's what is it? The last weekend in June? So about 2 months away.
Gotta start making plans.
Yeah.
Gotta start making the list of karaoke songs.
Oh, I have a list. I always have a list. I
It's the
carry it
same
with me.
songs every time.
Yeah, but I know. But it's
Tough
because there's
enough.
only that's because I only know all the words, all the real words to a few songs. So my
They're on the screen, Josh.
yeah, but I can't keep up with the reading and singing at the same time.
Oh, because you get too excited. I see.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's a real yeah, it doesn't work for me. And then any duets. The guy's part, I can't read because the color blindness of the scrolling colors, it blends in and I can't see where exactly I'm supposed to be. So I'm limited to solo songs that I know the words to, or even like duet songs that I know the words. I don't know the timing of it all, so I can't hardly really do those well. So
Well,
I'm in a bu they got me in a box.
box. You're in a box. I'm gonna do that whole thing where I request songs for you and watch you do these songs
I'm
because
gonna
it's
disable
funny.
that. I think it's stupid. I think that is
Come
stupid.
on. I really wanted to hear you do that Helen Reddy song, I'm Woman. That'd be
Yeah.
hilarious.
I think that's not cool. And I am disappointed in you.
Lame.
And you don't give a shit. I don't give a shit
No,
what you
I'm
think.
really disappointed in you. That's fun.
Yeah. Oh well.
There you go. All right.
There you
Well,
go.
I guess that's all we've got this week then.
Yeah, I guess so. Short and sweet.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe we'll have something fun next time.
Or not.
Or not.
It's fine.
Hey, here's a question for the audience. Those of you that are still listening, why?
Or how about a better question, like, hey, what would you like us to talk about?
That's a good one. Cool.
Give us something.
Yeah, we have a lot of useless information, so we'd be happy to share it.
Nice.
All right, we're done.
Right. Talk to you next
I'll
week, Joshua.
all right, later.
Bye now.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode of the Powerlifting and Power Ballads podcast, please remember to subscribe and share it with your friends.